Just before we get started, I do want to say that this video is brought to you by Audible. Many of you probably already have Audible and listen to audiobooks like I do, but if you don't, you should. More Audible later, including a book recommendation from me. And now Amazon Prime members can get Audible for just $4.95 a month for the first 3 months. That's essentially like getting 3 months for the price of one. After that, it's only $14.95 a month. This offer ends on the 31st of July, 2019. Go to audible.com/brainfood or text brainfood, one word, to 500-500. That'll only work if you're in the USA, though. The USDA's first nutrition guidelines go all the way back to 1894. These essentially were moderation in everything, eat a variety of nutrition-rich foods, watch your portion size, and avoid eating too much fat. This is a surprisingly good recommendation given the then state of knowledge about human biology, and it's vastly superior to their changing recommendations over the next century or so, the most famous of which is the food pyramid, which was introduced in the late 20th century. So how and when did the food pyramid idea come about? Well, for that, we need to head to Sweden. The very first food pyramid was a Swedish invention, and it was an invention of necessity more than anything else. Back in 1970s, Sweden saw its country gripped by high food prices. The government then tasked the Socialist Rörelsen, the National Board of Health and Welfare, with coming up with a way to help the situation. In response to this, in 1972, they came up with basic and supplementary foods. In a nutshell, basic foods were foods considered essential to a person's well-being, and supplementary foods were foods that provided vitamins and minerals that basic foods did not. However, it was one Anna-Britt Anstatter, working for Cooperativa Förbundet, the Swedish Cooperative Union, a retail grocery cooperative, who really pushed the idea to the next